If you've ever wondered how to sort your golf game out without going to the range or the course, it's right here. So each and every week, Champions of Chronicles, but not yet Champion Golfer, I should say, with Alex Evans, PGA Pro, as he attempts to sort your game out both in body and mind. Morning to you, Alex.
Morning, Steve.
Let's just start off quickly, because today we're going to talk about getting ready for a game, but I just want to reflect on the PGA Tour last week. And there was the tournament taking place, the Heritage Tournament.
Yeah.
And it's a great example of how even the best can crumble. So on Sunday, my pal said to me, and we're not big golf gamblers, but after the Masters, you generally have more of an interest maybe in the tournaments that follow. And he said, oh, look at Dustin Johnson, halfway through his round, couple of shots off the lead. He said, I'm going to put a sneaky tenner on him. I said, go on, you do that, I'll just watch it. Dustin then proceeded to, in his second round on the second half, he went bogey, 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 double bogey, double bogey, par, par, finish.
You just feel human, that, Stephen.
Even the best. And I said, that's like one of my rounds, or perhaps, you know, maybe a bit better than one of my rounds. Even the best can crumble, can't they, Al?
Absolutely. So once it starts to go wrong, Steve, as well, you know what it's like. especially in that situation, he's chasing for a tournament, and once he makes a mistake, he's trying to correct it straight away. And golf like that, innit? Footy, if you lose the ball, you can make a challenge, can't you? Win it back. But golf, once you've made a mistake, you've got to move on. But it's not always the easiest thing to do, is it, really?
No, and that's why you aim to start correctly. So that's why I've led him with this, because essentially, as Al says, once it goes wrong, you've no hope, have you? So start your round properly. And it's all about mind and body and getting it right. So today we're going to focus in on what you should do pre-round, because I'm one of those who rocks up and just throws my ball down on the tee and doesn't really have too many practice swings. How badly does that affect my round, Al?
Honestly, Steve, that's like, I see the comps at our golf club, 90% of players won't do anything, they'll turn up and just hit it. I used to do it when I was 18, but obviously I can't do that anymore, Steve. That was a long time ago now. So you don't need to spend ages doing it either. It's just, instead of having a pint in the bar, which loads of members will, to warm up, just spending 5-10 minutes, a little bit of stretching will help massively. And I put it down to, it's not the same thing, but if you run a 100-meter sprint, if you hadn't warmed up, you could go out and you could run the 100 meters, but you're not going to run as quick as you might, you know, you might be able to. So the golf swing's the same. If you haven't done any warm-ups, you're going to be able to hit it. You're going to be able to swing it, but you're not going to be able to swing, especially driver, at the speed that you're capable of. So it works the same principle. So as I say, it's not spending, you know, you don't need an hour. I think talking about Dustin Johnson, he spends an hour and a half warming up before his round.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, his preparation's massive, but everyone's different in that. Whereas at the same time, I think Sergio went through a period where he wasn't hitting any balls. He'd literally just stretched and got his muscles ready. But 5-10 minutes, I've got, it's on my video this week, actually, and I don't know the technical term for these, but they're like stretching loop bands thing. Honestly, that's not, definitely not the technical term, but stretchy loop bands, let's market that. Just some of them, and just work on stretching out the shoulders, chest, the smaller muscles in the back. They're not paid much attention to, and something I've only just recently sort of realized. This is random, and I'm not name dropping it, but, well, I am really, but I was in spent a bit of time in Dubai, and I was in the gym with Rafa Cabrera Bello, and he was talking me through a few of the stuff he does, and it's unbelievable, the subtle movements, not big weights or anything. That's why these bands are good for warming up, but just the smaller muscles in the back makes such a difference to your golf swing. And once you've done those moves, and as I say, 5-10 minutes, looked on camera, my swing was pretty much where I wanted it to be without really hitting any balls. So yeah, it's
so you're not talking about going to the range and battering balls for half an hour before you start. You're talking more about subtle warm-up techniques with just a club and maybe like as you call it, the stretchy band.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, Steve, you'd go to the range and hit balls, but a game of golf takes 4 hours as it is, so most people haven't got an extra hour to go and hit balls before, and so anything would help rather than just turning up and hitting it. But the stretchy band things, they make such a difference. And 10 minutes, I think in 10 minutes, you can pretty much be as ready to go as you would be if you'd spent an hour hitting balls.
And do members really go for a pint before they play golf?
Some of them do, yeah. Some of them are better with it, to be fair.
Gets rid of the tension.
Something I might try. I might bend me stretchy bands and go for a pint.
Right, the full rundown on the stretchy bands is on Al's Twitter and also on his Insta as well. So Alex Evans Golf, if you want to have a look at that one. And ideally, that should save you how many shots on your opening nine holes?
Well, I reckon, well, I'm not guaranteeing your money back. I'm going five shots, nine holes.
There you go. It's worth it, Al, isn't it?
Yeah, people come in and they say, I struggled front nine, play great back nine, because you had nine holes to warm up.
I'll hear
it all the time.
Top man, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Steve.
Take care. Alex Evans, PGA Pro, out of Bromborough. Top man, if you want to head down there and say hello to him. And his weekly tip today is all about stretching and warming up. You can find a bit more about those stretchy elastic bands that he was on about via his social media, Alex Evans Golf.